Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You are an incredibly sensitive man who inspires joy, joy feelings in all those around you.
Hope is the foundation and quality of all change, but encouragement is the fuel on which hope runs.
If anyone can do it, you can, because you rock.
I'm so excited.
I'm impressed.
You know, worry is the interest you paid on a bill before it comes due.
You can do it.
It is his love. It is his passion.
I'm Jim Burns, and welcome to Homeward. I've been waiting for this day for a long time because I know that you're going to enjoy my guest. Zig Ziglar is here with us today on Homeward. As you know, Zig is one of the world's most recognized and effective motivational speakers and authors probably the world has ever known. And he's here today to tell us how we can create a life that we can't wait to live. Passion is the word of the day here on Homeward, and if you could use some in your life, well, stay tuned. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University. Well, welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns, and I am smiling today. What a privilege for us to have Zig Ziglar with us on the program. We're talking about creating a life you can't wait to live. He's written a wonderful brand new book. It's called Better Than Good. I love this book, and I love Zig Ziglar. This is my first chance to meet him, but I have been looking forward to this for a long time. Zig, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Jim. It's a delight to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's just great to be with you. Obviously, well-known authority on human potential. You've been featured in New York Times, The Washington Post, Fortune Magazine, so many others. Author of 24 books. I might have read most of these 24 books, by the way, Zig. Also the author of a book that helped me a lot called Raising Positive Kids in a Negative World. Really enjoyed that book. Married to Jean, who you call the redhead.
That's right.
And Zig is the father of four and lives in Texas. So again, what a privilege. A man who is one of the finest, in my opinion, communicators to millions of people throughout his 79 young years. So it's great to have you with us on the program. Today, we're going to talk about passion. You really have a passion to help people be all that God created them to be.
That's absolutely true. And the only way they can be that is to get engrossed in God's Word, because that's the greatest encouragement anybody will ever receive. And, you know, once you have secured your eternity, peace of mind really does come your way. That makes you more effective in everything that you do. I was 45 when I was saved, broken in debt, career going nowhere. And when I met Christ as my Lord and Savior, thanks to an elderly black lady who spent the weekend in our home on that July 4th weekend, 1972, Jim, my career just exploded. I mean, exploded. And it's been going like a house of fire ever since.
Well, one of the phrases that you said in your book, which is actually the title, is better than good. Talk about that. How'd you get that?
Well, it kind of goes back to a long story, which I won't tell, but it originated with my mother, who told me one day in a job I had done, she said, "Son, for most boys, this would be fine, but you're not most boys. You're my son, and my son can do better than this." And from then on, you know, that became kind of a thought of mine. I can do better than this. Matter of fact, I can do better than good. And for many years, when people ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm doing better than good. I encourage other people to do that. And a typical response is, "But suppose I'm not doing better than good. Am I telling the truth?" The answer is absolutely. You're just telling it in advance. That's all. You expect it to get better, don't you? And you like to be biblically correct, and that's biblically correct. Joel 3:10, the Bible clearly says, "Let the weak say, I am strong."
That takes passion. I want to talk about passion for a moment. You say that passion is both underrated and underrewarded. So in your opinion, why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think a lot of people don't understand how passion is born. And passion is born, according to my friend and mentor, Fred Smith, 90 years old, wisest man I've ever known. He said, passion is born the moment you catch a glimpse of your potential. And you meet and have that glimpse of your potential when you understand that you were wonderfully and fearfully made. You were created in God's own image. Christ died for you. And when you really understand what that means, then you're passionate about spreading the word. The biggest and most effective lie Satan's ever told was the fact that, you know, it's okay to talk about your faith in church and at home, but it's a personal matter other than that. You don't talk about it in public. Well, that is pure baloney. People are so hungry for the truth, Jim, that they want to hear the truth. And when I started, now I've always been optimistic, enthusiastic, motivated, honest, hardworking, and all of those good things, but I didn't have any power. When I met Christ and started teaching His word, teaching it now, not preaching it. But when I started teaching biblical principles, my career exploded. I've not had to solicit a speaking engagement in 34 years, and I don't use a booking agency. My telephone just rings.
Well, I'm sure our listeners can understand why. You told me a story before we got on the air about the fact that you were speaking someplace and somebody said, now, don't talk about faith.
Yeah.
Tell that story.
As a matter of fact, he went further than that. He said, don't talk about family and don't talk about faith, you know. And I said, well, you just, you know, eliminated my talk. And they'd sent me a fee in advance. You know, I always required that because I found out early on that a lot of times they would invite you and then at the last minute would cancel. So I said, well, now since you've sent me a deposit, I'll send it back to you because that's what I am going to talk about. Oh, he said, no, don't cancel. That's not what I meant. Well, interestingly enough, he met me just outside of Boston. He met me there, drove me to the place, and I spoke. And on the way back, he was raving. He said, man, it was absolutely wonderful, because I told him I wasn't going to come unless I could share my faith.
Yeah. And really, faith plays a very important part, even in your book, Better Than Good, when you talk about passion and peak performance and purpose. Faith is the underlying foundation for all of this, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know, I teach advanced math in my Sunday school class. That's Philippians 4:13. You know, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And then I kind of put it a little clearer than that. I say, you plus God equals enough. And I just believe that. I think God let me struggle 45 years, and like I say, I was broken in debt when I met Him, so that when things started to happen, I would not be confused about who was responsible. And Jim, I can honestly say I never have been confused.
Isn't that great? Now, when we talk about passion, you also talk about inspiration. What's the difference between inspiration and passion?
Well, passion, most people would regard that as temporary, but it should not be temporary. But inspiration is brought to us by the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit inspires things, and I got to tell you, this book, the Holy Spirit completely rewrote the last chapter. I'd already finished the book, but I woke up one morning and was laying there in bed contemplating and praying, you know, and the Holy Spirit completely rewrote the last chapter, verbatim, the whole thing. But He had worked on me earlier. My first book was written right after I committed my life to Christ. Jim, I wrote things that I had no earthly idea how I knew, but I knew they were right, so I wrote them. But to make absolutely certain, I took it to Mrs. W.A. Criswell, the wife of Pastor W.A. Criswell, one of the great theologians of the last century, and I said, Miss Criswell, she was my Sunday school teacher, incidentally, and Dr. Criswell was my pastor. I said, would you read this manuscript? And if I'm anywhere in theological error, would you protect me? I cannot afford that kind of mistake. She read the book, Jim. She said, Zig, you're right on all the way through. Now, I'm not that smart, and I was a baby Christian, but I'd done an awful lot of praying. The Holy Spirit wrote that book. It's called See You at the Top. It's now in its 63rd printing. No publisher would touch it when I first wrote it. The ones that turned it down kind of wish they had, though.
Oh, I'm sure of that. And actually, See at the Top was a book that I read that helped me greatly. So how wonderful to realize that it just continues to reach out. Stress is the enemy of passion. Talk about that.
Well, you know, 90%, roughly 90% of all of the visits to medical doctors is directly or indirectly related to stress. It costs the American economy $200 billion a year. It's a disease of this century. A little stress is good. It shows that you accept responsibility. But a lot of it fouls up the immune system, disturbs your sleep patterns, affects your weight, affects your productivity, and just about everything else. And a lot of stress comes from relationship difficulties. 70 to 90% of all of the counseling is because of relationship problems. And it's because in recent years, we've become, and hooray for me, to heck with you, I'm going to do it my way. And if I have to win through intimidation, I'm going to look out for number one, and I'm going to do it now. And I just perfectly described a completely miserable human being. When you can solve the stress problems and the relationship problems, your stress level and your relationship so dramatically improve. As a matter of fact, the number one cause of a productivity decline is relationship difficulties in the marriage. And if you can solve those problems, man alive, everything else is much better. Every facet of your life is better.
Better than good.
That's right.
Fabulous. We're going to take a break right now. We're with Zig Ziglar.
Good conversation today here on the Homeward Broadcast. You're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns and his conversation with Zig Ziglar talking about creating a life you can't wait to live. This is an interview we actually recorded a couple of years ago on location. And I'm Roger Marsh, now back here in the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. Welcome addition to the Division II ranks of NCAA. And if you want to learn more about the school at APU, you can visit our online resource center here at Homeward and just click through the prompts and find your way to the APU website. As a matter of fact, if you ever call the school, by the way, if you hear a voice that sounds familiar, that would be me. So we've kind of got some APU ties going all over the place here. The good thing about Homeward Center for Youth and Family is the viral edition of it online at homeward.com has lots and lots of resources for you. Articles and tip sheets and our daily online devotional. You can start signing up to receive that even today if you want to. So go to homeward.com.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Zig Ziglar with us today. We're talking about creating a life you can't wait to live. Important for your life, also important for your relationships. This is the kind of message that you've got to be able to talk to your kids about. And who better than Zig Ziglar? 79 and still young and energetic. Zig, I know that your real name is Hillary. There must be a story behind the Zig part. Let's hear that story.
Well, when your mama calls you Hillary, gives you a middle name, Hinton, your last name is already Ziglar, and you're from Yazoo City, Mississippi. That won't mark it. And so it became evident to me early on that Hillary Hinton Ziglar from Yazoo City wasn't going to work. Maybe Zig Ziglar would.
Isn't that great? So now, does your wife call you Hillary or does she call you Zig?
She mostly calls me honey and Zig and sweetheart and what I call her sugar baby. You know, her name is Jean, but I don't use that name maybe twice a year. So when I'm talking about her, I call her the redhead. She's a decided redhead. One day she just decided, you know, she was going to be a redhead. And actually made a deal with a hairdresser. She said, look, you keep me in the red, and I'll keep you in the black. And it's worked real good so far.
Well, that's a good deal. When we talk about creating a life that we just can't wait to live and passion and peak performance and purpose, one of the things is about thought life. And you've written on this in the past. I thought what you wrote about in this particular book was very good. You say, watch what you think. Talk about that.
Well, the reality is your thinking is provoked by what you've been putting in your mind. And if you put filth in your mind and garbage in your mind and profanity in your mind, that's going to come spewing out of the mouth. You know, the Bible speaks frequently about the danger of the tongue and the power of the tongue. And so if we use the right words, you know, words can pick us up or they can put us down. And if we understand that, we will be very selective in the language that we use. We never use anything that's even casually sexist or racist. I have what I call my wall of gratitude. There are 26 men and women on it, and God put in my path, made a huge difference in my life. The six people who had the biggest impact were all women. I suppose I'd been sexist.
Name some of those people for us.
Well, most of them would be unknown. Now, a couple of them that would be known was Mary Crowley, one of the great Christian businesswomen of all time. Mary Kay Ash, another one of the great businesswomen of all time. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale is on it. My friend and mentor Fred Smith is on it. Five teachers are on my wall of fame, gratitude, that had big impacts on my life. My first grade teacher.
Isn't that something?
Jim, when I was in the first grade, I missed 4 months of school. I had all of the childhood diseases. Mrs. Demet Warren there in Yazoo City, Mississippi, twice a week would come out to our home during those 4 months I was missing, and she would teach me my lessons and bring me up to speed. Had she not done that, I would have failed the first grade. Had I failed the first grade, I would have been drafted out of high school in World War II. I never would have seen the inside of a college door. I would have met that beautiful redheaded wife of mine had it not. That's where I met her, was in college as the Navy was preparing us for flight training. And fortunately, the war ended. I never got shot at, but I met her and I got a lot of college as a result of
it. Isn't that something when you look back, and I think there's maybe even a teacher or two who are listening who sometimes say, you know, is it worth it? And yet it really is. I mean, here on your wall of gratitude would be how many teachers? Five teachers.
My first grade teacher taught me to read. My sixth grade teacher taught me to love to read. My 10th grade teacher taught me the value of learning the English language. And when I went to junior college, that's what it was in those days, preparing to get into the Naval Air Corps. Coach Joby Harris, another teacher there, taught us the first lesson he taught us. He didn't teach what he was teaching. He sold us on why we needed to know our history. I became a history major as a result of it. One thing he did teach us was, those of you who have an ability to provide for more than your own needs need to reach down and lift those up who do not have that ability, because if you don't, one day from sheer weight of numbers, they will reach up and pull you down. Jim, a lot of what I'm doing today is a result of that. We do a lot in the Christian ministries. We do a lot in sending prisoners materials that will enable them to survive and thrive when they get out. A lot of other things because of what that teacher taught
me. Isn't that amazing? That's important for all of us to hear. One of the quotes that I saw in your book on this whole idea of thinking is, you know, change your thoughts, you change your world. What do you mean by that?
I mean, simply when your thinking changes, your performance changes, and then your performance is what will change everything. Hope is the foundational quality of all change, but encouragement is the fuel on which hope runs. Mm. The reason I'm so excited about my faith is the most encouraging words anybody can use, read, or listen to are God's word. When I was saved July 4th, 1972, weekend, because that elderly black lady spent the weekend in our home, I immediately realized that my body was the temple of my soul. I got on an exercise program and sensible eating exercise program. For years, I weighed over 200 pounds. Lost the weight because when I realized that the body was that temple, I wanted to take care of it. To this day, I exercise about five times a week. I had to ease up on the weightlifting. I was bulking up, and a lot of folks thought I was on steroids. And
Worry. You talk about worry. You say wait to worry. Is it possible in today's world? It seems like so many people are worrying today about everything.
Well, you know, worry is the interest you paid on a bill before it comes due. The Bible tells us worry is a result of fear. 365 times God tells us, fear not, fear not, fear not. And a lot of people don't realize it, but in the Greek, that means fear not. And I believe in the Greek translation on that. I got to tell you, I simply do not fear. Now, that does not mean that I walk down dark alleys at 3 o'clock in the morning. It simply means that I trust God. I believe he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. I believe he paid his life for me. I believe I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And I believe that God expects me to honor him in everything I do. And Jim, from the moment I was saved, I've been unable to keep my mouth shut about what he means to me. My speaker friend says, how do you get by with that? And I say, well, let me explain something. 96% of the people in America believe there is a God. Why should I risk offending 96% of my audience by not talking about what they believe? That's not good marketing. That's not marketing of any kind. And so I encourage people, get involved in God's word. I start my day on my knees most of the time. You know, God answers an email. We know that for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I get in God's word. Isaiah 40:31 is one of my favorite verses. You know, I burn a lot of energy. I speak at about 280 words a minute with a gust up to about 550. In an hour's time, the psychologists tell me I burn more energy than a working man does in an eight-hour day. Well, when I start my day, when I've got a speech in front of me, man, I dig deep into God's word. And the bottom line is I go out there, I'm all charged up, I'm energized. People talk more about my energy today than they do almost anything else. Where do you get it? It's the Holy Spirit. God teaches and gives me that energy. I ask for it. I pray hard for the energy as well as the wisdom and the insights so that he will use me in a way that will glorify him.
Well, you've got the insights and the wisdom, but you also have the energy, and we can too. And I appreciate that so much. Time's up. I need to ask you to come back next time because we got to keep talking about this. Can you come back, Sig?
You bet I can.
Fabulous.
And that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Zig Ziglar here on the Homeward Broadcast. We're talking about creating a life that you can't wait to live, and that's principles that you'll find in Zig's book called Better Than Good. Jim, this is the kind of topic that I know those of us who listen to Homeward week in and week out, day in and day out, we hear a lot of practical parenting advice. We hear advice to help our marriages. Folks are going to homeward.com and signing up for our resources like the daily devotional. So much of it is based on having a routine, and that routine is good and it's healthy. It maybe can start with Bible reading and whatnot. And yet, the message today seemed to be, go ahead and break that routine. Let God reinvent you and kind of remold you here.
What a great reminder. I mean, talk about a guy who's full of life and energy and hope. In many ways, because of the pressures of life, you know, it really does sometimes defeat us. But here is a man, Zig Ziglar, who certainly isn't buying into that kind of thinking. I mean, he's 79 years old. He's still one of the most dynamic and energetic people I have ever met. The reason so many of us, I think, stop believing that we have something to look forward to is really because of what we like to call the overload syndrome. Mm. I mean, we're so overcommitted with responsibilities, and this leads to a feeling that we are underconnected, and we are underconnected to the people that we care most about, sometimes our friends and our family. Now, in case you didn't notice, there was a reoccurring theme during today's program, and I kind of picked it up and wrote it down here. It centers on what I call the homeward of the day, and the word is hope. Every day, Zig Ziglar meditates on one of the most hopeful verses in Scripture. It's found in the Old Testament. It's the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, and it reads, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint." And I think a lot of our listeners at times, and I know myself included, we are weary, and sometimes we're weary from doing good. Yeah. We're weary with our marriage. We're weary with our kids. We're weary from our work. And yet hope is what separates the victors from the defeated. And once you have hope, you can discover the life that you can't wait to live. And that hope is contagious, by the way. And I think that the hope that you have in your own heart will give hope to your children as well. I love the phrase that Dr. Tony Campolo says often. And he says, it's Friday, but Sunday's a coming.
Right.
And I love that phrase. Obviously, Friday referring to the day that Jesus Christ was hung on a cross, but Sunday is a coming and he rose. And really, the good news of hope is no matter where we're at, it can be better than good, not because of what we do, but because of what God has already done for us.
Amen.
And it's important for us to understand that we can have that eternal perspective. And when we do, it may not change our circumstance, but it sure can change the way we view our relationships, the way we view our work, the way we view our relationship with God. So in my mind, hope is the word of the day.
Well, if you're a parent, then you know that hope is very, very important. If you are in a marriage right now, you know that hope is very important too. And so we hope that this program today here on Homeward has been a benefit to you. And if you would like to hear it again, remember that we stream audio at homeward.com, and those are all archived programs there. And you can access them without cost or other obligation. There's no subscription to take advantage of the Homeward Online Resource Center. No, a monthly subscription, at least not yet anyway. And so as long as there's not, please access the audio materials and also the printed materials as well. When you go to homeward.com, check the articles and media section. You'll find more than 1,500 different pieces there of video clips and some articles, tip sheets, things that you can access absolutely free that will improve the quality of your life, improve the quality of your relationship with God, and also your marriage and relationships with your kids as well. We provide these here because of your prayers and faithful financial support. And remember, you can give a gift online at homeward.com as well. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.